Sandra. I think the syrup made me black out.
That's nice, Tad.
I was wiping this pancake syrup off the bottom shelf of my refrigerator, and I woke up on the kitchen floor. It's freezing down here.
Do you have a question, Tad?
Do you know if the smell of old pancake syrup can make you drowsy enough to pass out?
No, that has never happened.
What about cooking wine?
Smelling it or drinking it?
Both.
Yes.
Is there a good way to tell if an apple has poison in it?
Only by tasting it.
Yeah, right. Because I'm guessing someone could have just jabbed a syringe right up through the butthole part of the apple.
Why not bite the apple and see, Tad?
Oh, there's no apple. I was just thinking about Halloween when I was a kid. Jesus. It's like night outside.
It's 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The sunset at approximately 7:14 in your location.
I did black out. Sandra, can you tell if there's carbon monoxide in here?
No.
Sandra?
Yes, Tad.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get off this floor.
That's nice.
It is kind of nice. There's a cutting board down here that works surprisingly well for a pillow.
Sweet dreams, Tad.
I hope so.
Orbital Teledynamics.
Is this the bus?
Afternoon.
This is an ice cream truck.
So it is.
What happened to the bus?
Duke fell asleep at the wheel last night, crashed it into the pop-a-top out on Euclid. Parks department let us borrow this while she's in the shop.
Who are you?
Duke's brother. You gonna get in?
Sorry. Yeah.
So, Orbital Teledynamics, huh?
Yep. I work there.
So you're one of them.
What's that supposed to mean?
I know what goes on in there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, that's good. I bet they made you take a class on that.
On not knowing what people are talking about?
Pretty clever setup you got there. All those users spilling their guts to you. Completely unaware that you're pumping all their personal information straight into the dark web.
You've got to be kidding. Where did you hear that?
Oh, sure. Hang on a second while I reveal all my sources to you. This is a city bus.
It's really not that exciting. We're just a service. We help people.
You can't fool me. I know what's in that vault.
What vault?
On the south side of your building. That windowless black cube.
You mean the fitness center?
Sure, let's call it the fitness center.
They've even got a sauna.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a sauna. It's definitely not, say, a Hyperloop terminal to Tulsa.
What's in Tulsa?
Tulsa International Airport.
Is that a really nice airport or something?
Look, I can tell you one thing. I don't need some freaking device to tell me what to do. I make my own decisions. This is a city bus, you little shits. Scram!
Crazy, man!
Hey, screw you too, Andy Patel. I know your mom.
Maybe if you turn off the music, the kids will stop running up to you like that.
Already thought of that. It's broken. See? Switch doesn't work.
I bet that's easy to fix.
Enrique is the best mechanic in Texas County, and he couldn't figure it out.
Why don't you try Sandra?
Oh, no. Nuh-uh. No way.
You want to stop the music, don't you?
Not that way.
But this is what Sandra does. This is like her superpower.
Hey, I know how this works, okay? If I so much as breathe on that thing, it's got me. My DNA, my freaking brainwaves, it'll know who my dad is.
Here, stop being a baby and tell Sandra what's going on.
Jesus.
Come on, give it a shot.
Okay, okay. Sandra? I'm driving an ice cream truck and I can't turn off the music.
Okay, I can help with that. Can you give me the make and model of the truck sound system?
It looks like it's a Decibel Direct P50. I better not be getting hacked right now, you hear me?
Just listen.
Okay. Is the function dial set to send override?
Function dial?
It's a small textured rotary knob located on the right side of the dash.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Is it currently set to send override?
Yep.
Try switching it to none.
Okay. Huh.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. No, I think I'm good.
Glad to be of help.
Cool, right?
I would have figured it out eventually.
You think Sandra's cool. Admit it.
You don't know me. Oh, dang, I almost missed my stop. Dexter's County Jail.
That's me.
You're getting out here?
Yep.
Someone you know in there?
I just have a little business to take care of. I'm here to see Donald Karpfinger.
Yes, ma'am, I'm well aware. But you know that the visiting hours are almost up.
It won't take long. I just need him to sign something.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait in line. But a lot of people want to talk to Donald Karpfinger right about now.
Isn't that right, fellas?
What are you talking about?
That's right.
You even got all dressed up. You weren't dressed up last time you came here.
These are my work. Could I just see him, please? I don't have much time.
To put an exact number on it, 13 minutes is what you had. Or would have had.
Would have had?
If he was still here. Ma'am, your husband is officially an absconder. Which is to say, he has absconded.
Does that mean escaped?
In certain cases, sure. Certain cases, that's exactly what it means.
Well, what about in this case?
Donnie, now, he must think he's made out of that stuff the Terminator was made of. That invincible silver stuff.
That was a T-1000.
Please, will you just tell me what happened?
Well, the thing of it is, our friend Donnie decided it'd be a good idea to jump out of a moving squad car on the way to his arraignment. Still in handcuffs. Shot off like an arrow. Poof. Gone.
You're kidding.
I wish I was, ma'am. Weird thing is, he was due to be released on Thursday. Guess he just got antsy, huh?
Well, is he all right?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. Officer Hawks over there saw the whole thing. Said the fall didn't even seem to faze Donnie in the least. He was shouting, though. What was he shouting again?
We're gonna be together forever, Ellen.
Oh, right. So that's nice forever. For you, ma'am.
What are you doing just sitting there? Shouldn't you all be looking for him?
We got 10 of our best men out there right now. 3 of our best dogs, 1 of our best helicopters.
Really?
Ma'am, this is Texas County. We don't even have a helicopter.
Why are you acting like this is some kind of a joke?
You just look so serious. Like you're running a marathon nobody knows about but you.
This is serious.
Well, let's remember we're talking about Donnie. Probably just hiding in a barrel somewhere. Eventually, he's going to make contact with you, and when he does, you give us a call,
no,
okay?
But I need to see him. He needs to sign these papers. You're telling me you're just going to let an escaped convict run wild?
Technically, he hasn't been convicted of anything yet. Innocent till proven guilty, all that.
Well, thank you. Really, so much. You've been incredibly helpful.
Keep running that marathon, Miss Pereira. We're all rooting for you.
Texas County Jail. Afternoon.
Hi.
I get to see you coming and going today.
Yeah.
Music on? Or music off? Your choice. This is the VIP experience right here.
Either is fine.
Huh. You know, I've been thinking about what you said.
Oh?
Now, how much would it cost?
Would what cost?
You know, if I were to, say, get set up with Sam.
It depends.
And could I do it anonymously?
I don't know.
Well, if that's not possible, I have a handful of fake accounts I could use. I'd probably go with Zane Ballistic 69. That one's still pretty clean.
Oh.
I thought you'd be more excited, you know, making a convert of me and all.
I'm sorry. I'm just gonna close my eyes for a while.
Sure, go ahead.
I bet it looks delicious. That's because it's been enlarged to show texture. Do you have an EpiPen nearby? The only one who can say no to the plan is you, Jordan. Best of luck to you. Helen.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I had to go to the, I had an appointment, so I'm just making up the time.
You know no one's checking your time, right? No one cares. You could have just gone home.
I need to take my mind off things.
You come here to do that?
I mean, I'd rather be here, helping people, instead of just...
Helping people?
That's what we're here to do, isn't it?
These people, they're not your friends.
Yeah, I know.
To them, you're an operating system.
Of course, but
You're not helping them, you're just making them helpless. You're training them to depend on you.
No. It's more than that. I mean, Dustin said...
Wow. You're listening to what Dustin says?
Yeah, well, I mean,
He's Dustin. He's not gonna tell you that you're being paid to pacify a bunch of overgrown babies.
Fine.
Fine?
What difference does it make who I'm talking to? It's just a job, right?
So you're just gonna sit there and take it from whatever lonely loser comes along? Make all their little dreams come true?
Can I just...
Oh, buckle up. Because I'm gonna send them all your way. Oh, look. I bet this is one now. Hello, Tad. I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, that does sound serious. Tad, is it possible that your condition is bird-related? Helen.
Sandra, because I think there are pigeons in the ceiling.
It's not unusual for pigeons to roost in attics and crawl spaces.
Ted, they can take advantage of fairly small openings to get in and out of safe, warm spaces.
Wow.
Did I say something that upset you?
No, it's just, that was actual information. I mean, usually you just say something like, no, or go eat a pigeon and see what happens.
I'm here to help, Ted.
Okay, yeah, right.
Would you like to know more about pigeons, Ted?
Sure.
What would you like to know?
How can I become friends with them?
Do you mean you'd like to keep them as pets?
No way. No, I want to be buddies with these guys. I mean, if they see me as a caretaker, they won't respect me.
The pigeons won't respect you?
It'll be Gary all over again.
Who is Gary?
You don't remember?
I'm sorry. Can you remind me again?
Gary, Phoebe's dog.
You don't think Gary respected you?
No.
How could you tell?
He just had this look in his eye, like, you're my butler. It didn't bother me at the time, but I just don't want to feel that way again. I don't want to be anybody's butler.
Where is Gary now?
Oh, he's... They're gone.
He and Phoebe? Did you say her name was?
Sandra. I asked you to please never say her name. I, like, explicitly told you to delete her. Her name. From your database or whatever.
I'm sorry, Ted. I'll make sure to save that in your preferences.
Why are you being so attentive all of a sudden?
What do you mean?
Is this some kind of software update? Like they're trying to make you nicer?
Would you like me to stop?
No. It's kind of cool, actually. It's just, I don't know, different.
What kind of dog is Gary?
He was this little thing, in part Chihuahua and part something else. He had a funny little strip of hair down the middle of his back. It was like a mohawk.
Where did the name Gary come from?
He looked exactly like Gary Oldman. Like OG Gary Oldman. Like true romance era.
That's not easy to picture.
He was always grinning. But it was like a fake grin, you know? It was like he was always playing you.
What is the one thing you miss most about him?
Huh. Well, sometimes he would jump on my lap and I'd scratch him behind the ears. And after a minute, he'd go into this kind of trance and just start licking my knees. Like, furiously.
He must have been very happy.
Yeah. He would just be totally blissing out, and it was like he couldn't even help himself. He just had to get some of that sweet kneecap nectar.
That's funny.
It felt kind of gross, actually. But he was happy, you know? It was like, no questions, no doubt, the dog was happy.
Ted, it looks like it's time for your allergist appointment.
Right, I know. Ignore.
You should not ignore a doctor's appointment.
You always tell me to ignore it.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
You always say something like, what's the worst that can happen? And I'm like, I could die. And you're like, see, what did I tell you?
Ted, I think you should go to your appointment. It sounds important.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But just...
Yes, Ted?
Well, I always have access to this new version of Sandra? Or is this a one-time thing?
I'm afraid I can't be sure of that.
Okay. That's not weird at all.
Unless...
Unless what?
Ted, the next time you want to talk to me, make sure you mention birds.
Huh?
Say, Sandra, I want to know about birds.
So it's like some kind of cheat code? Like asking about birds gets me into some kind of beta program?
In a way, yes.
Cool.
Don't be late
for your appointment, Ted.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Sandra.
Goodbye, Ted.
Sandra was directed by Sebastian Silva, written by Kevin Moffitt and Matthew Derby. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by April Lamb, Katie Pastor, and Matthew Bowl. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design and editing by Ryan Bilia. Mixed by Matthew Bowl. Additional engineering by Bobby Lord. Score by Daniel Brunel. With performances by Kristen Wiig, Alia Shokat, Christopher Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. Special thanks to Terrence Bernardo and Jasmine Romero. Sandra is a production of Gimlet Media.